the Jewish people experienced the tremendous nisim at Yam Suf. Chazal tell us that even a shivcha, a lowly maid at Yam Suf, saw higher levels of God's revelation than the prophet Yechezkel. The Jewish people responded naturally, spontaneously, with Shirat Hayam. Ashira l'Hashem ki go'o go'o. Let's sing to God because of how mighty He is. And then on a personal level, Aziv v'zimrat yah v'ayhi li lishua. He's my strength, my song, my salvation. Ze eli v'anveu Elohei aviv aromenu. He, this is my God, and I will glorify Him, the God of my father, and I will raise Him up. It's interesting that our relationship with God, the Jewish people's relationship with God, was described in these two different ways. In the personal way of Ze Eli V'Anveyu, and in the historical way of Elohei Aviv Aromimenu, the God of my ancestors, as we say in our tefillos, Elokeinu V'Elokei Avotenu. Rashi focuses on the significance of this second way of describing God, and he says, Lo ani tchilat hakdusha. I'm not the beginning of the holiness of the relationship. Ela muchzeket ve'omedet li hakdusha ve'alukuto alai mimei avotai. The holiness and God's presence on me has already been there in a strong way from the days of my ancestors. And Rashi's pshat emphasizes that the Jewish people are seeing their relationship with God in the context of the relationship with their parents, of the historical relationship between God and our ancestors, the ancestors of the Jewish people. The Kutzker Rebbe, though, added and emphasized something that balances this perspective. He says, interestingly, the Jews said Zeke Livan Veu first, before saying Elokei Aviv Aromimenu. And the Kutzker Rebbe learned from this that a person needs to develop their own personal relationship with God, and maybe do that first, in order to eventually appreciate the long-standing, long-term relationship with God. We need to own it. We need to develop that relationship with God first. Elokeinu, and then Elokei Avotenu. Or, as God said to Avraham, Lech lecha me'aretzcha me'oladetcha me'vet avicha elam aretz asher areka. Follow God anywhere. Ultimately, I'll take you to Canaan, where it is your father wanted you to go in the first place. We need to own it for ourselves in our own personal, individual way, and then see how that fits into the bigger picture of our historical, ancestral relationship with God. Let's learn from Shirat Hayam about the importance of both steps.